Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have some Browns news. Michael Markoch, what are you seeing here?
So this is from ESPN's Daniel Oyafusi. Mason Graham, who was limited yesterday with an injury, he was not seen during the public viewing period at practice today. Jack Conklin, Wyatt Teller, Aiden Huntington, and Brendan Bates remain sidelined. Obviously, Wyatt Teller already out for this week. Devin Bush and Dylan Sampson did return to practice today.
Ooh.
Yay.
Mason Graham not being out there, that's concerning. Did they mention what he was out with? I might have missed that.
So they said yesterday he was limited with a ribs injury.
With ribs.
And then he was not seen during the public period today.
That's not good. You don't like that with ribs. Because the problem with a rib injury is, if anybody who has ever had it, I know we don't do the whole thing of I compare myself to professional athletes. Because trust me, if you've ever seen me, not a professional athlete. Professional watcher of athlete. So the one thing, though, man, if you've ever hurt your ribs, A, existence hurts. Like, if you've ever cracked a rib, like, legitimately being alive hurts. Because breathing hurts, walking hurts, steps hurt, all of that kind of stuff. Now, the highlight is they do have the magic needle in the NFL that makes the pain magically go away.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when Jared Allen had the ribs injury and everybody was, like, bitching at him for being soft, and then it came out that he was like, oh, he can't even breathe properly?
Yeah.
Like, he was...
And that was one of those fine moments of, I'll never forget being on here and taking calls at that whole thing of people going, Jared Allen is soft, and then people, you knew who had cracked a rib at some point in their life, because the people who had cracked a rib were the ones going, actually, I don't blame them.
I remember in youth football, I took a face mask right to the ribs from a guy that was like twice my size as a running back, and it was one of the worst pains that I've ever gone through.
Well, hopefully we'll keep you up to date on anything else. Again, Kevin Stefanski going to give us the official who is in and out, at least as of Friday, active, inactive list taking place. It'll be at about, again, 105, 110, somewhere in between that area. He will address the media. We'll carry that for you live right here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. We were getting into Shedeur Sanders, and the big part of this, which is, what do you need to see from him this week, and what do you need to see from him the rest of the season? And my whole thought with it is... You know, of course, we all want to see him play well. Yes, we get that. My whole philosophy with this is I want to see either A, can you be the starting quarterback going into next season? Or B, are you not the starting quarterback going into next season? I don't want to live in the gray, because the gray is what gets you in trouble, because the gray is what clouds your ability to actually go forward with as an organization when you're sitting there playing the maybe game. Well, maybe he could do it. I don't know if he can do it. You need a black and white answer. To me, again, the goal of the 2025 season is to find out if the future quarterback of 2026 is either on the roster or sitting in the draft. If they come out with that answer being yes or no, the season's a success. So what do you want to see from Shedeur Sanders?
So here's what I've been saying. I think last Saturday I was on and I said this as well, that I need to see from Shedeur. And you tell me whether or not this is in the gray. I need him to be a game manager. I need to understand that I can trust him to be a backup quarterback, to where when our starter, whether it's Fernando Mendoza, goes down or it's Mac Jones and or Daniel Jones goes down, he can come in and run the offense efficiently, and he looks like he's progressing. Let me know if that's in the gray, because that's what I need to see from him. Because what we didn't see from Dillon Gabriel was that he could efficiently run the offense as a game manager. Well, you're a fifth-round quarterback with a lot of physical and physical limitations and limitations against the different NFL defenses.
Yeah.
I need to see that you're able to run the offense on time. Like, keep the train on the tracks, move the ball forward.
Because of the first thing you said, that is a perfect answer, which is to find out if he is a backup quarterback. Because what does that tell me? He is not the starter going into 2026 season.
Okay.
That is the answer. Like, and I'm still in this place with Shedeur Sanders where it's a little bit in the gray. I, at least as of right now, and again, we're two starts in. This will be start three. He will go up against the defense. He should be able to, you know, get some numbers on and look pretty good and complete some throws and work out a structure. Just stay away from Jeffrey Simmons. Like, he'll be able to work on those things, and I want to see what it looks like here, because you could beat up on the easy teams, you could start to establish a culture that moves a little bit like we beat up on the teams we should beat, and I could get further answer when it comes to the quarterback. Terry is in Euclid. Welcome to the show, Terry. How are you?
Good, man. I mean, what's going on here? This guy's in two starts, and we're already saying he's a backup quarterback. He doesn't know.
No, Terry.
Give him an opportunity. Wait a minute. Let me finish. Give him an opportunity with good receivers. First of all, when you saw Flacco in those first couple games, he had a lot of receivers open, and he saw them, but he didn't throw the ball because he didn't trust them. And we have to get good receivers that know how to run routes, know how to catch the ball, and also, you know, just the offensive line too. They got to give them some time. So let's not start this Mendoza and everything. I'm not ready to draft a quarterback with the number one.
So Terry,
you're that right now.
You're misunderstanding me. That's the only problem. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I want clarity. That's really all I am asking of Shedeur Sanders, is give me clarity. That's it. I want him to be awesome because I want the Browns to have a quarterback, like, badly. I am so tired of wandering the wilderness, man.
Like, I get you. Let me ask you this question, though.
Sure.
What did you see out of him in the first two games?
He was a rookie quarterback.
You know what? That's a hell of a way to put it.
He was a fifth-round rookie quarterback with physical limitations that doesn't know how to read a defense.
I agree with that, but this is the thing you guys are missing. That game last week, if you notice, San Francisco didn't throw the ball down the field either.
Yeah,
the wind was swirling. I don't know if you
that wind was
there.
Wicked. You're right.
There. When you go up in the stand, like in the back of the stands, that wind was whipping through those halls. So you can't really judge him on that right now. And then also, get him a receiver that he can depend on. He had receivers he could depend on in his college career. He's got no receivers right now that he can depend on.
I agree.
I mean, he was also playing against Central Florida cornerbacks who are now selling insurance.
Well, but this is the thing where I agree with Terry, is he's right. He's right. See, notice this, Terry. We come in here yelling at each other. We're all on the same page. This makes sense. I like this. Well, we won't out you on it yet. But, like, look. I am with you because Jerry Jeudy is not that guy. Harold Fannin is probably the closest thing he has to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
the problem is, Terry, is that if I'm walking out, I need to make a decision at the end of the season, and I'm not going to have that receiver by the end of the season, and I don't want to roll it into next year. That's my fear, man.
Great. Tell me what quarterback you can say is definitely the number one pick for next year.
Fernando Mendoza.
One quarterback. Mendoza is not that. He's not the guy. Come on, man. He's not number one. That's not according to all the draft experts.
That's not according to Dane Brugler.
To me, and everybody takes this, and Terry, I appreciate the call, man. Enjoy the rest of the holidays. He's Kirk Cousins to me, and that's not meant to be an insult to him, in that he is more mobile than you think. He's got a stronger arm than you think. He can process quickly. And if everything around Fernando Mendoza is working well, Fernando Mendoza will go nuts. And he'll score points. And he'll cook. And if you need proof of that, go pull up some of those years of Kirk Cousins with the Minnesota Vikings when he was throwing to Diggs and Thielen. Like, those offenses cooked. And that's the thing. But if that boat starts taking on water, I don't know if Fernando Mendoza can cover the cracks. That's the only thing that I feel with Fernando Mendoza. At least watching him at Indiana.
Terry, where do you think the wide receiver is going to magically appear? Where do you think these... Joe Thomas isn't coming out of retirement to come back. Like, we don't have Trent Williams on this roster. Those guys are not going to be here until next August. And by then, Shador Sanders doesn't have the opportunity anymore because you have two first-round picks. That's just the situation that he was thrown into. If the guy wanted to start, if the guy wanted to be in a situation where he had weapons and that one day he could be able to, you know, flash everything so that we could just throw out all these excuses, then he shouldn't have told the Baltimore Ravens no.
Well, there's all that stuff that goes with it, but that plays into what James from Akron is going to say here. How are you, James?
Well, you know, a couple of things. First of all, I want to get rid of the coach. Now, to me, here's the problem the coach had. The coach had already made up his mind. He didn't want Flacco. He had already made up his mind who was going to be his starting quarterback. That was the problem. And he fought like hell.
James.
Not to give Sanders a shot. Yes, you want to ask the question. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is we don't know that. We flat out don't know that.
All you have to do is look at what he did. Look at what he did.
He started Joe Flacco, and then they traded Joe Flacco away from him.
Yes, but Gabriel had more snaps than Flacco.
Right, because they took him in the third round.
Yeah, okay, well, then if you thought Flacco was going to be your quarterback, you would have gave him some snaps. You didn't do it.
Well, you did give him Flacco. You spread him all over the place. Look,
and you're going to hang up on me because I'm going to tell you this right now. Right now, what the Browns need is I'm not upset with the coach because he had made a decision that he wanted Gabriel to be his quarterback, and that was his thing, and he thought it would work, and it didn't work. He wasn't man enough to get him out of there after six games. We're going to say five, but he played six games. He should have been out of there after two. Now, if you look at the Browns' last two losses, the loss last week, special teams lost that game.
Agreed.
Not the special teams lost it. Our special teams have lost the last two games. If you take away the special teams play, we won. We beat San Francisco. If you take away that, but I mean, if you want to just say Sanders can't do it, well, you can say Sanders can't do it. But Sanders have proven. Every opportunity that they've given him these last two games, you can be angry about it all you want, but he played well.
He played well in
both of the last two games. He did nothing to lose the game.
James, I'm not angry, first and foremost. We're talking about sports, man. It takes a lot to get me grumpy when it comes to sports. The only time I really ever get mad is when people are rude.
Maybe you're not angry, but I'm saying people out there are angry about this. They want to get rid of the coach. Here's the only two things the coach did wrong. The coach wasn't man enough to stand up and say, hey, I picked the wrong guy for quarterback, and I'm the coach, and I'm trying to win this, make this thing work.
James,
he didn't do that. That was the problem with the coach.
Appreciate the call, man. Look, this is the problem. The Browns operate like Area 51. We have no idea what is taking place behind the curtain. Okay? They will not tell us at any point what is taking place behind the curtain. I have no idea who belongs to whom and which idea is there. Right? I have no idea if Kevin Stefanski was the one banging the table saying, I want Dylan Gabriel. We all kind of thought that because he was a fast processor and he kind of fit what Kevin Stefanski wanted to do. But that's a thought, right? We don't know anything because they are Area 51. And if there was even the slightest tinge of transparency, we would probably all feel better about which direction this is going if they gave us even a little bit of transparency.
They don't give you anything, though.
They give you nothing. So that's where part of the problem of this lies. For all we know, Kevin Stefanski could have been the one slamming the table going, I want Kenny Pickett to be my starter. And I want Kenny Pickett because I think I could turn him into Sam Darnold. We don't know that.
You know what would be the funniest, like when they do the autopsy article on it, like if everybody gets fired.
Oh, God, the Seth Wickersham piece where, you know, everybody in the building opens their mouths.
Right. Yeah. The funniest thing would be.
We know it's coming.
If Kevin Stefanski was the one pounding the table for Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
And all you people saying that he was sabotaging him was like, no,
no,
that is not the case.
I wanted him from Jump Street. That's the problem with this. We have no idea. There is no transparency that has come from any of these things. So all I can tell you is what coaches I have talked to on the air have always told me, which is that coaches love veterans because veterans understand how the league works and veterans have institutional knowledge to execute what the playbook says. Mm. If that is the case, then I don't think Kevin Stefanski wanted Dylan Gabriel on the field.
No.
And I don't think he wanted Shedeur Sanders on the field. If we go off of that knowledge, the two quarterbacks he wanted on the field are not on the roster. So what does that tell you? Now, again, that's working off institutional knowledge. I don't know. I don't know. So telling me anything about sabotage taking place of either of these quarterbacks is mindless.
I'm sorry for yelling earlier.
You're fine. I
just get very upset when people are making every single excuse for Shedeur Sanders other than the fact that, like, maybe the kid's just not that good at this point in time.
He can always get better. He's a rookie quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.